So back to the time here, because I'm just trying to forgive my rambling. I'm trying to assess whether it makes sense, whether there's a place we can pick up from easily next week. All right, we'll do this. I'll just get through this whole my concern about the abstractness, because that's just going to be there, ain't it? Can't do nothing about that. It's the nature of the beast called academia. So we could just say it for the record and then let it go. And then next week we'll pick up with this massive sea change. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so we'll just continue through my concern, duly noted, about the abstract language, all right? And you know, folks in academia who struggled through that abstract language, they feel this is one reason why they're so wedded to it. It took them so long to master it. That who wants to let go of a skill, even if it's a useless one? All right, for our future. And not useless, I shouldn't put it like that. I mean, I'm sure there's some gems written in it from the past we'll have to translate once we're free. Don't waste your time on it now, however. All right, where did I leave off? We, on the other hand, contend, blah, 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 blah. Okay. That unless you understand where these, how this terrain got created, and remember I said I was going to put a little note by that, and I said that because it's a question in my mind what that terrain is and who made it. Because once we acknowledge hidden power, things change in how we see things. This is the case. So then they say, quote, at the same time, however, the anti-systemic movements are, of course, not the only agencies to have altered the ground on which, and this is for sure, understatement of the year, altered the ground on which and through which current and future movements must continually form and operate. Those they would destroy, the organizing agencies of the accumulation process and the global state creation process and management, have also been at work, busy little bees, owing partly to an inner logic, partly to the, all right, Pamela, you'll have your chance to duly note. Owing partly to an inner logic, partly to the very successes of the movements, and hence to the continually transformed historical ground which that logic has as its field of operation and contradiction. Above all, the ongoing structural transformation of the capitalist world economy has, in effect, opened up the locations in its overall operation where the process of class struggle is proving formative of the sides of conflict and polarizing in the relations so formed. And my interjection, but I'm also thinking, that's really dense. And I think that's more important than I think I'm going to substitute comment here. The ongoing structural transformation of the capitalist world economy has, in effect, the ongoing, okay, all right, I know, I think I read that right. So they are, in fact, saying that the anti-systemic movements opened up a space in which has allowed our struggle with power, not just greater agency, but actually a determining power. That is to say, he's saying they are saying that it's proving formative of the sides of conflict, that it is reshaping what power is and what we are. And of course, polarizing, because that's the nature of reality of this, of class. But I'm not so sure. I mean, on the one hand, it's sort of a tautology, right? As we struggle with each other, you know, we have to try to get out of each other's moves. And so we mutually change each other. And the folks who revere Hegel out there are going to call that dialectical. Can we find a different word, please? Because that guy Hegel, we got to like drop him like a hot potato. He ain't fit for our future, trust. We don't want reverence for somebody who's so dastardly, like Plato, for instance. Just want to finish my thought. I got my little recorder here so I can, don't worry, I'll edit it all out. Bear with me. I know you want me to get to some music or something, but well, help me out here. You guys are seeing this because you're not involved in trying to actually juggle multiple balls. You're actually hearing me, I hope. So if you think this through and can help me out here, I'd really appreciate it. What I'm trying to see is whether this is true or not. Are we mutually determining in the sense that these three are saying? Because that would suggest a kind of a spiraling up growth. And it ties then into, in a sense, in a different way from what Mr. Palmer, was it, meant in terms of this something being inevitable. Because I think there's folks who think of collapse, not as collapse, but as a growth up into, in an evolutionary sense, our future. I've heard folks say that as well. So we have to sort of distinguish these two ways of looking at what seem to be a tendency toward a major structural shift or into a future not based on force that could, in theory, some folks think happen in and of itself, and I don't think so. All right, too late, brain tired, time to move on. And until next week, peace.